Welcome to the Easy Way Family Podcast. Be sure to have your account on the Easy Way Wall of Fame because that's where the action happens. Put your emojis together.
Welcome to Radio Boomers Live, the show about all things human from a baby boomer's perspective. All things hot and all things not. News, reviews, interviews, chat, tech, and what's next. And here are your hosts, Retha Gray from Betty White's Off Their Rockers, and Easy's dad, Jim Zulli.
Good morning, Radio Boomers Live listeners around the world. Good morning to our Easy Way family and to our celebrity host, Retha Gray. Retha, how are you on with us?
Good morning, good morning,
yes,
good
is.
Morning.
Well, Retha, it looks like the seasons are upon us, and we're supposed to be in some cyclone storm deal coming up here. I know it hit the north, but I don't know. Do you think we'll get a lot of rain down here? We'll see what's going on.
Well, they are talking about a lot of rain in our sunny Southern California, but it does sound like we might get some, and it sounds like the northern part of the state's going to get hit pretty hard.
Well, Reef, we got the, you remember the awards Golden Gala, the Easy Way Awards Wall of Fame Golden Gala? Well, it's going to be rock and rolling again. We're going to be, that was quite an experience. And, you know, the awards were an event in itself because the shipping and the ports and the warehouses, the delays were unbelievable. I think I shared that with you a couple times. But to this day, our awards are still, along with hundreds of others, in a warehouse in L.A. on hold because of disputes and shipping issues or whatever they're going on, what is going on with all those people. I had to reorder the entire, you know, set of awards and had them special delivery to my house, and now we're getting them all out because I couldn't wait anymore, you know. If they apologize, they said, you know, they'll be coming out soon, so on and so forth. But after a while, you just say, okay, let's just start over. And
well,
now
you're
we
not alone. Lots of other people have lost their packages or have them stranded at sea or in some warehouse somewhere.
Oh,
and
yeah.
It's going to get worse before it gets better from what I understand.
I heard. They said that there's maybe one to two ships out there because they keep rotating into port, you know, and now there's like 60 or 70 strung out into the ocean waiting to get in. It's really amazing. But, okay, Reef, we got to get moving on to our hot topic. I was going to ask you if you had any cool Halloween jokes, but I'll just give you a quick one. A skeleton walks into a bar, down to the bar. The bartender says, what do we have, skeleton? He says, a beer and a mop. Okay, let's move along to our hot topic.
A beer
time, everybody
and a
else.
Mop.
A beer and a mop for skeleton.
Ripped from the headline, today's hot topic.
Well, today my hot topic, straight out of Hollywood, by way of New Mexico, is the Alec Baldwin fiasco movie that they were shooting down in New Mexico, and some kind of way, a loaded gun with enough ammo in it to actually kill someone, went off but at the hands of Alec Baldwin. He was practicing drawing a gun when the weapon discharged, and it killed the director of photography and wounded the director. They were shooting a movie called Rust, and Alec Baldwin is the executive director and the star of this movie, and it just sounds like a mess. They were practicing with the gun, but this crew was not assembled back yet. Some of the crew had walked off earlier that morning. It just sounds, it is terrible. Helena Hutchinson was the cinematographer, and Helena Hutchins was the cinematographer, and it's under investigation, but she has a 9-year-old son, a husband, and she was killed accidentally on the set. I tell actors all the time, if it doesn't feel safe, if it doesn't look safe, don't do it. Don't walk off. And apparently members of the crew did walk off not only days before, but also that morning because they said they didn't feel like it was safe. It's a terrible tragedy. All of Hollywood is mourning and very upset about this whole thing. It happened in the midst of a threatened strike by IATSE, which is the union that is in charge of the people that handle the props and things. And they had settled the strike, but one of their arguments were their concerns about safety and getting enough sleep and having enough breaks. And so this is going to make everybody in Hollywood take another long, hard look at what are we doing there. One of my favorite sayings is nothing we do here will cause World War III. And that's the attitude you have to take. If you have to walk off, if it isn't safe, follow your gut and just don't do it. So we're all, you know, sending our thoughts and prayers for the family. And we're all hoping that this is going to be investigated. We're all sure that it was an accident, but was it a preventable accident? The investigation goes on. We'll know more sooner or later. And it's just a terrible, terrible situation. And, Jim, what's your hot topic?
Well, anticipated high profit for retail in the upcoming holiday season. Looks like a hot season coming up here. The Dow is holding near record high ahead of a busy week for earnings. Well, a big one is hitting Northern California, having some floods from what's called a bomb cyclone, a storm bringing heavy rains and winds to the north area in the Pacific Northwest. It's a cyclone caused by a dropping in atmospheric pressure. For those of you interested, much talk about the Capitol riots, what really went on. Many and many of the people, they say, flew in, and they say thousands of interviews. These are doctors, lawyers, teachers wearing a red hat just going down there to be supporters. And they said they didn't have anything to do with this stuff, with that one crowd that was up in the front causing disturbances. We have a private funeral is planned for Colin Powell on the Washington National Cathedral on November 5th. Powell had stage 4 cancer. Alex Baldwin on the set, Aretha went over that. Pretty much near impossible. Okay, so you're talking about the situation's unprecedented and missing so much. There's a set of precautions that go through several people. Weapons masters, prop inspectors, the Actors Equity Association guidelines, test firing before each use, and then test firing again. When if I was an actor, I don't care if 50 people tested that weapon, I would open the chamber, pull out the round, see what kind of round it is, and I would have known that it's a fake round. And when it comes to shooting at the person, I still wouldn't shoot at the person. I would, just in case, I would aim to the left a little bit. It would be like, okay, so you left your child in the car and it's 110 degrees, you forgot? No, that doesn't happen. It's literally impossible. You know your child's with you every second. So anyway, Toyota testing hydrogen combustion engines in racing cars. Now this could be a big game changer if they're getting into hydrogen. Fill it up with hydrogen, right? So getting in a little Halloween stuff here. A mummy discovered older than thought. Test shows ancient Egyptians were carrying out sophisticated embalming 1,000 years before previously thought, according to researchers. So, and then we have something here I'll share with you. Horror lovers ask, what was their favorite movie endings? Well, Friday the 13th, Final Destination, Carrie, The Skeleton Key, and Halloween were the final ones. We have to move on. We're falling behind. So there you go, Reef, a little bit of the news. And I think from that we're going to move into commercial. And then we have a very interesting guest coming up that works with veterans.
Get on the Easy Way train. Create your own free Easy Way wall profile. Connect with the best and network your way to success. Get your own commercial and consistently be promoted on Roku, Apple TV, Amazon Fire, Google Play, Apple Store. Watch free TV, Zonda TV, Voice America, iHeart, Blog Talk Radio, Spotify, Worldwide TV, Android TV, Samsung, LG, and numerous other Roku channels. Enhance your Google rankings. Give your brand awareness that turbo boost you need to close more deals the easy way. Contact us today. Call 424-209-9290 or text EasyWay to 55678.
Are you tired of doing business the hard way? Is building your business taking too much time and energy? We can help. Introducing your ultimate solution, EasyWay Business Membership. We're a full-service digital marketing solution specializing in branding and marketing, advertising, and introductions to CEOs and influencers that can help your business thrive. Problem solved. Now you can hire our award-winning team to work for your business. We've received many prestigious awards, including the Digital Trailblazer Award by Hollywood Weekly Magazine, and we've been recognized by Congress. For just $11 a day, you'll get more exposure, reach more clients by next month, guaranteed. Here's how it works. You pay one low annual fee of $4,000, and you'll receive consulting, branding, marketing, advertising, social media support, product placement, and business introductions to help your business grow exponentially. And if you need more, we offer SEO, commercial, TV exposure, and much more for an additional rate. To recap, for just $11 a day annual membership fee, you'll receive branding, consulting, business-to-business introductions, advertising, and social media support. But don't take our word for it. Here's what our customers
say. We've been working with EasyWay, Eric, for the last 6 months, and literally we are slammed with work for 2 months straight, so his marketing definitely works.
To learn more, visit EasyWayNetwork.com or contact us at 877-399-2929. And don't forget to follow us on social media. On Facebook at EasyWay Network, Twitter at EasyWay Broadcast, and YouTube at EasyWay TV.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. So we have a guest coming up here that old friend, been with us for a long time, and he's a big, big supporter of veterans. He's the founder of Watering Seeds, works with disabled veterans. He's on the Wall of Fame. He's doing a movie, and he has Watering Seeds TV, and he just doesn't stop. And just a very nice person. And I want to bring him on, Brady Mazzola. Brady, on with us.
Sir.
Hey, there he is, Brady. We got Reefa
on.
Good
morning,
Reefa,
Brady.
Yeah, there she is, Reefa.
Hey,
Brady.
It's been a while since we've spoken. Great to reconnect.
Absolutely.
Well,
great to have you on the show.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah,
I'm Rita excited.
Is a supporter of veterans, and we're both interested in, you know, what you're doing. I mean, you're involved with so much stuff. I give you so much credit because this is something that's really needed. You know, because, Brady, I don't understand these statistics when you hear about veterans, you know, they went in and served, and then they have this situation when they get out with all kinds of issues. And so we really appreciate your support with these. So tell us a little bit about your Watering Seeds.
Well, Watering Seeds, essentially, we're a sports rehabilitation and wellness organization with an emphasis on veteran wellness and suicide prevention. We also work with challenged civilians. We do provide sports wheelchairs and adaptive sports equipment for physically challenged youth. But our primary mission now has been focused on the veteran suicide prevention. We're in pre-production on Bob, Mr. Inspiration, Whelan's movie. And I've acquired the rights to Bob's story. And as you know, he was named the most courageous man in America, who lost his legs in Vietnam in 1969. After going out to rescue a fallen comrade, he stepped on and detonated an 82-millimeter mortar round, blew his legs off instantly, and they put him in a body bag, pronounced him dead on arrival, and miraculously he survived the body bag after they saw it move. So it's just his whole life story has been supernatural, and what he's accomplished after losing his legs, most notably known for the walk across America, but that he did from Los Angeles to D.C., which was about 5 million steps on his hands, and took 3 years, 8 months and 6 days to complete. And he finished the walk in 1986, you know, where he was given the name Mr. Inspiration by President Reagan there, as Reagan had greeted him in the Oval Office. So we believe sharing stories of heroism give hope and can provide healing and new meaning for our veterans who are suffering from post-traumatic stress and other issues coming back from the war, as we know, is very unforgiving and very traumatic.
We've heard the term PTSD, and that's post-traumatic stress disorder. Brady, what the heck is going on with this the rate, with the suicide rate? Because when you call the VA, they even have that on the recording. If you're calling regarding, so what do you relate that to? What is it that's, do you think the main cause for this? I mean, is it depression because they can't find work? Is it the stress they had while they were in? Where do you think that zeroes into?
I think what's happening, well, from my experience, and is that it's when our veterans are given a job to do, you know, in active duty, and then they come back and not having that purpose and not having work, coming back and losing contact with their fellow veterans and being isolated and displaced leads to depression and other things, you know, that are counterproductive for them. So I think the lack of the support system, the lack of the community, that's where we come in the private sector, because we realize the programming currently offered with the VA is sort of a one-size-fits-all, and it's a lot of it's prescription-based that are masking symptoms. They're not dealing with the root cause, but it's an emotional trauma, revisiting these traumatic experiences, and it's we know it's from the enemy, with Christ and with a great support system and with the wellness resources, and we know that we can make a difference in cutting into that deficit. But yeah, it's a demonic attack, and we come against that in the name of Jesus. But definitely, we our interest is fostering a community that will help to provide that support and. Not to say the VA is not doing a good job. We don't want to point fingers. We want to be part of the solution, not the problem.
But, you know, a lot of
people. My grandson's a veteran, and that's one of the things he talks about, the community that he had while he was in the service. He hasn't been able to find quite that community outside. So how are you bringing that community to discharge veterans?
As you guys know, and we've worked together for years, including with Eric's network and others in the nonprofit sector who are like-minded, other veteran support organizations that really share the same passion and vision for making a difference, realizing that it's our turn to serve because of the sacrifices our veterans have made. It's definitely an American issue, not just a veteran issue. So I think it comes down to the partnerships and the programs, and that's what we're working diligently. And, you know, it takes time to build the infrastructure, and that's what I've been focused on over the years. And the Lord has blessed us with some resources at Watering Seeds in terms of wellness modalities and technologies that help, such as the microcurrent neurofeedback, non-invasive brain treatments that can rebalance the brain waves and ultimately change the chemistry of the brain and help it heal itself. Partners like that who've we know that have been, which is, by the way, in the fourth year of a double-blind study and soon to be going to be in the VA. So these are partnerships that we formed over the years, and the VA is starting to realize that there's alternative therapies out there that are very effective, but there's a due diligence process to that, but we know that prescription pills is not the answer. You're simply masking the symptoms. You're not dealing with the root causes. So we're focused on that. Go ahead.
And you know, Brady, we're talking about the stress with the veterans when they come back, but some of them carry the stress from, you know, the active war zones they were in, because you have to be careful if you're in certain areas and you're, you know, like when I was in the military police, and the job was to go forward and, you know, inspect areas that may have the enemy and then come back, tell everybody. Now, there's areas that you go into, little villages that are abandoned. You have to be careful. Like in World War II, the guys would pick up a sword laying on the ground, a samurai sword, like, oh, look at this. But they learn not to touch them because they're wired. You pick up a sword or a pistol laying on the ground, it could be set to go off. A door, you open it up, or a drawer. You know, all that stuff, booby traps, be careful. You know, you have to watch for snipers, all that kind of stuff. So they're bringing that back, and sometimes it takes quite a while to get over that, let alone like in Vietnam when you had the Agent Orange they had to bring back with them. So have you seen that sometimes it takes a while for them to adjust to civilian life after leaving a war zone?
100%. Absolutely. And when you said that, it made me think of Bob Whelan immediately, because he, that's exactly what happened to him when he stepped on that mortar round. So, and as far as that transition, the reintegration and the rehabilitation process from military to civilian life, that's where the real void is. And that's where it's a big issue right now. And that's why it's important for us to, again, unite in the private sector. But I believe that I know that with by us working together, we can make an impact, and it's conversations like this that really move the needle forward. And so I'm grateful that you guys have brought me on today.
And your experience with Eric, you're on the wall. Congratulations for being on the wall. How are you enjoying that?
You know, I'm enjoying it. I really want to take a deeper dive into it. It's I've noticed that there's been some traction there, and I want to be able to follow up on that. It's just as we all get to, need to continue to lock in and see how we can maximize the opportunity there. As I referenced earlier, I've just been really focused on getting Mr. Inspiration, the movie and the documentary made, because I think that's going to be our greatest. That's going to be our greatest platform to improve veteran lives and prevent suicide. So that's really what my focus is, 100%, but absolutely we will continue to connect with the community. I mean, that's what it's about. And you and Eric's community, Aretha, you're surrounded by quality people, and that's what it really takes to make a difference.
I appreciate that. So what's how's it going? You have Watering Seeds TV also, right?
Yes, sir. That's been in the works. We've got a pilot episode done, and I'm partnered up with Dave Stevens, who's won 7 Emmys. He worked for ESPN for 20 years as a broadcaster, and he's it was interesting story. He was born without legs, but he's adapted and overcame, and just a real hero of mine and friend. And but it's a philanthropic entertainment-based show. That's, we like to say, where the cause is the star of the show, and we'll have different champions for the cause come on that are helping support this important mission, with the primary focus being on the veteran wellness and suicide prevention.
Oh yeah.
When
and
do you think the episode is going to be able to air?
So the first pilot has been done, and we are currently working to we have our new partner, GiveBucks. I think you guys are familiar. We just recently did an event with them about a month ago, James, when I saw you, the Comedy for the Cause. Yeah. And so the next episode is going to be focused on the fundraising partnership and really pointing others to the over 100,000 consumers where you can shop, save, and support charity with a portion of proceeds benefiting Watering Seeds. So we're going to be producing the next episodes now. But the first one's done, so that's on the Easy Way platform.
And a great show, Brady. I'll tell you what, Reith, you should have been there. In fact, we could have had Reith on stage. It was at the event in Newport there, right on the water. And it was a great show. So you had some really clever comedians up there. Well done. And
Yes.
We got your interviews. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was great. That was a great night.
That was a very great night. And, again, the most important part of it was just, you know, connecting with, again, the community of philanthropic friends and being able to address the issues at hand, specifically the partnership with GiveBucks. And so that will be – that content is being developed for the episode, which we'll have that completed by next month. They're redoing the revising the app a little bit to make it a little more user-friendly. So that's going to be happening in early November. So we'll have the second episode done within the next few weeks, and that'll be on the – again, that's on the Easy Way platform. You can on easyway.tv, and you can search Watering Seeds TV. But we're looking forward to really being a part. Again, like I said, it's about going from awareness into action. We know there's an issue. We know there's problems with veteran suicides, but we want to go from that, just raising awareness, to taking action. And we know and believe we have viable solutions and support to help the
cause. You've got a lot going on, and you've helped so many veterans. I give you a lot of credit for that, Watering Seeds and for everything you're doing. And we want to, we'll be in touch. You're on the ball, and we'll see what's coming up next for you. And I'm ready to go down with the camera, Brady, and we'll just get some more video. And
absolutely. Well, I'm certainly very grateful, James and Risa, and just – appreciate your time today.
Oh, appreciate you coming on, Brady, and we'll be looking forward to having you back on again and see what's going on with the Watering Seeds and everything. So, but thanks for popping on with us, and because I know you're a busy guy, and we're looking forward to running you again at one of our events here.
Amen. It's always great to have you on the show.
Thank you so much. You guys are in my thoughts and prayers. Have a blessed day.
Thank you, Brady. And with that,
we're going to
move into our little commercial here, and then Carmelita's Corner is going to be rocking and rolling.
Well, Eric would like me to mention that you can connect with me on the Wall of Fame if you search Brady Mazzola. So thanks again.
Oh, Brady Mazzola, of course. Yeah, Easy Way Wall of Fame. Oh, yeah.
All right, Brady's sports fans. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Brady.
We are living in a digital age, and we think it's safe to say that all businesses are needing to transition from traditional brick-and-mortar to broadcast. Everything is really about data collection and building a community. EasyWay Broadcasting has created a social network / solution provider within the EasyWay network to help its members with this transition. Introducing the EasyWay Wall of Fame, a one-stop shop for business owners and influencers that help them to connect, grow, learn, and scale the easy way. Over the years, we have been building affiliates and partnerships in all genres. That means our platform utilizes all our members' businesses to provide services at a much lower cost, help sell their service, and promote their awareness to more potential customers. Through our new media empire, we have a reach to millions. Become an affiliate. Make money doing it the easy way. Create your free account today by visiting EasyWayWallOfFame.com. Accelerate your influence through direct access to the right influencers. We have many TV shows that our members can be interviewed by. We have our own magazine and radio station to promote our Easy Way Wall of Fame members' profiles, which they control. The more friends you get, the bigger your business will grow. Join the Easy Way Wall of Fame community for free today.
We apologize. We're having some technical difficulties on the introduction today, so we're just going to go ahead and bring in Carmelita Pittman today for Carmelita's Corner.
Well, hello there. We're used to the music coming on, but anyway, here we are. You'll have to reimagine the music. I've got a special presentation for you today. I'm so excited about having my guest, who's a very dear friend and also a member of the Rose Breast Cancer Society. She is a super talented friend, and she is a composer, a producer. She's done so much, and she's also an educator, and I am shouting out to her right now in front of her students. Hello, everybody. And I'm looking for Denise Cook, who is a great friend of Keg Johnson. Denise, are you there? Okay. Well, this is going to be interesting.
I'm here.
Oh, there you are.
They had me muted.
Oh, okay. Well, there you are, loud and clear.
And thank you for that shout out to my students at City of Angels Virtual Six Academy under the direction of Miss Zia Dejean, and I am their teacher. And thank you so much.
Well, I'm very pleased to have you all and happy to know that you're doing something special in front of your students today. I was just explaining to our audience, first of all, you're multi-talented, and you've done so much. You've performed at the White House, and you're a poet, and you've been a master, or I would say mistress of ceremonies for many of our Rose Arati art shows for the Rose Breast Cancer Society, and a loyal member for many, many years. And you've just done so much for the community. So before I announce your song, I'd like for you to set it up for us. You've got a song, and I'd like for you to tell us what led you to compose I Got a Story to Tell.
I wrote I Got a Story to Tell because I felt that I was voiceless. Yes, I talk a lot, I'm loud and everything, but I didn't really think that people could hear me. In the industry, we have to really claw and fight for that right, or at least back in my day we did. Now it's a whole new generation. You have a plethora of opportunities available to you. But I Got a Story to Tell was written so I could tell my story, to let people know that no matter what I had come through, the fact is I came through. And not only did I come through, I made sure I was prepared when I walked through those doors. And my life is a testimony to that.
Well, it certainly is, and I hope that our engineer has your music queued up so that people can hear I Got a Story to Tell, because it's just a wonderful production, and I understand
you composed. It's also the title of my CD.
Okay, and yeah. you composed and produced it?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Well, let's...
You watch women like Madonna and Cher and what have you, and Beyonce and others, and you recognize that we have the ability and the power and the strength to do our to produce, to do our own writing, to do our performing. Oftentimes, we write and have someone else sing our songs or someone else speak our words. And so, yes, I had Keg Johnson Jr., Keg, the wonderful man we are here to celebrate today. His birthday was yesterday. His death date was May 16th, 2015. But he was the head producer. He was the main guy in charge. Him, William Zimmerman, Marlo Henderson. Marlo Henderson and Keg are sharing space in the ether world right now. But even so, he felt that it was necessary for me as a female, and these were his words, not mine, that for me as a female to be a part of the process from behind the scenes as well as in front of, you know.
Yes, well, I think that's wonderful. And I remember Marlo Henderson, too, when you invited me to perform at the theater there on Hollywood Boulevard.
Yes, I had a jazz club. It was a poetry and a jazz club. And that's right. He was my band leader.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, on that note, let's see what we can do about hearing I Got a Story to Tell. Engineer, can you put that up for us?
Listen closely now. I got a story to tell. Listen closely now, you have no fear. I won't tell you no tales. What you hear can set you free if you have heart to care. What you hear can only be your words for me to share. I'll tell the truth, I'll tell it straight, when it's my time at the pearly gate. I got a story to tell you, I got a story to tell. I really want to prepare you for what I have to share. The wise men said we need to know. As old as God is, I will always be a child. No matter the mama dearest, Snow White, Cinderella beginnings, I will always remain a child. With each of life's atrocities, BS and game alike, I will always maintain a childlike demeanor. And yet to be a child in spirit is not to be confused nor mistaken for naivete. It's simply a state of being able to sit through the mess of life with a smile on your face. So please, don't assume I don't know patience, for I have suffered the patience of life through pain and tears and joy and happiness. So please, don't assume I don't know faith, for I have moved through faith and stepped out on faith with each new breath taken. So please, don't assume I don't know trust, for I have trusted a lifetime to the God, Goddess, and Spirit that provide for all of my needs. So please, don't assume I don't know life, for I have lived an eternity of lifetimes giving more than taking and glad for it. As old as God is, I will always be a child, his child, a child of God, and I will hold true to that child inside. I will preserve that child, love that child, protect that child from itself and others. I will always give life to that child inside. So please, don't assume I don't know love, for I know and love the child in me.
World-renowned Ron Levy on organs and the Memphis horns in the background, folks. When you got Keg produced, when Keg Johnson Jr. would produce you, he brought everybody from his that was in his tank of what do you call it? Oh, God, I can't even. He brought it. He brought everybody that he knew to the table. So, yes, that's Ron Levy. If you know anything about jazz, you know anything about the organ, you know anything about Ron Levy, that's Ron Levy on the organ. Memphis horns, if you've heard, if you know anybody, I mean, even young folks should know about, and if they don't, go hit Google, okay? But the Memphis horns, you know, Keg, when he brought it, he brought it.
Well, he certainly did, and I just want to mention some of the names that he has worked with. Those of us who've been around a while are very familiar with these names. One of my favorite songs of all times was Going in Circles, and I had no idea that Keg had anything to do with it. But not only did he have something to do with it, he was the producer. Oh, my God, and I had no idea.
And background vocals. Yep.
And my goodness, well, when you introduced Keg into our world, and so many of our friends are listening now. Hi, Louise. I know she's out there listening. And hi, Jerry Pittman, the other Jerry Pittman.
Yes.
Some of our dear friends, I know they're listening. And the lady, Sir Lady Java, is listening.
Yes. Hi, Sir Lady Java.
She wanted me to tell you hello. And, you are in a company with the Silvers, Denise Williams, Shalimar, Bobby Womack, Bobby Hutcherson, Gene Harris, Joyce Kennedy, the Blind Boys of Alabama, the Osmonds, Lou Rawls, Vesta Williams, the Oracle. I'm reading this list and your name is on it. And Evelyn Champagne King, Gerald LeBert, the Brothers Johnson, Chico Hamilton. We've got Betty Davis, I believe, that was in the movies, right?
Yes. Not the actor, Betty Davis, who was married to Miles Davis.
Oh, okay, because I was wondering. Yeah, I saw that name jump out at me. And Gloria Lynn and the Spinners. Oh, my God, what a list. And I know that's just a partial list, right?
Yes, that's just a partial list. Keg got into the business by accident. He just happened to, you know, attend, I guess, a recording or something, and he's got an ear, like a perfect pitch kind of ear, and he's a writer. He has an ability. He's a stylizer. He can stylize music and what have you, and something was not right. Something was out of whack, if you will. And he said, whoa, wait a minute. Why don't you try this? And it worked. It was awesome. It's, hey, man, well, you got any other ideas? And before you knew it, he was a sought-after producer here in Los Angeles. And it became around the world at some, you know, at some point, eventually around the world. But initially, he began right here in Los Angeles.
I had no idea. My God. My God. Well, anyway, and you came into my life some time ago. I know there was something special about you. And I had no idea either that you were involved with music. That's one of my loves. I have many loves in the art world, as you know. That's one of them at the top right now. So what are your plans now? I know you're in the classroom. I hope that you're...
I want to thank you, say thank you to Ms. Dijon, Zia Dijon, for her patience, because it's during our class time right now. It's her class, and I'm a supporting teacher. We've had some interesting things going on in the internet, online teaching. And I want to say thank you to my students. I've interrupted their instruction so that they could be a part of this, but I wanted you all to be a part of history. If you Google Keg Johnson Jr. or any of those names, for our students who are probably too young for some of the artists that he worked with, if you Google any of those names, you'll see the historical aspect of who these people were and what they brought to the table with regards to the music industry, with regards to society as a whole. You know, music heals. Music provides a vehicle for you to find a self that you didn't know existed. You see, and when you have a pure song in your heart and you are able to share that with others, and that's what Keg Johnson Jr. had. He was pure of heart when it came to music. He was a genius, and a historian. He wrote a book. It's called From Jazz to Now, The Johnson Family Legacy. I am the, what do you call it, the publisher on the book. Yes, I own a small press publishing company. It's a boutique company. And I do, I help people make books or booklets and cards and brochures and things like that. I have two published books of my own, A Full Circle Balance in Life, a collection of poetry and prose chronicling self-love and self-awareness. And the second book is The Oracle Speaks. Just
that's
because.
The one that I have.
Yeah. And they are motivational, inspirational, uplifting poetry, prose and song, written on the backbone of my life, you know. And Keg came.
Wow.
I have a really funny story to tell, and it takes about 30 seconds. We were listening to some music, trying to figure out what music to use for the CD, and I would listen and try to envision in my head me performing one of my pieces, right? And so I got a story to tell, was one of those pieces, and I was listening to it, and Keg wanted to chop it up. And he wanted to break it off into make it the stanzas into verses and put a chorus in there or whatever, you know. Maybe it wasn't that song, it might have been another. But at one point I said, "Keg, you're butchering my work. You're not a poet." He says, "Yes, I know, Denise. I know, Oracle. I know I'm not a poet. I'm a songwriter, and we're trying to write a song right now." It was so patient with me.
Well, I love what you did with it, and you got a little bit of a taste of rap in there, too. And listen, I'm going to have to wrap on now because I've got one eye on the clock, and time goes by so fast when you're having fun. I want to thank you for coming on. I want to thank the teacher that's hosting you with your students, and thank your students for being so attentive. And youngsters, young people, I used to be a school teacher, too, so I know what it's like dealing with young people. And
Can you give them your name, the rapping grandmother? What was your name?
No, I wasn't a grandmother when I started rapping. I was Miss C. Rappin Pittman, the rapping school teacher.
There you go. Google her, guys. I'm sure she shows up. Miss C., the rapping school teacher.
Just go to School of Cool / Miss C. Rappin Pittman. And you'll see that came out in the 80s. But I want to also tell everybody, please, if you've got a computer in front of you, go to Jerry Pittman and look at that wonderful visual tribute that Denise, a.k.a. The Oracle, put together. It was brilliant. So please look it up.
And it actually came – I'm going to send you the one with the music. Because we can share it on Facebook and other it actually should be on YouTube already because it actually has music. We had to take the music off because I thought they were going to possibly play it during your show today, so for licensing purposes, should say.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, anyway, it worked, and thanks again for coming on. Goodbye, everybody.
Thank you, Carmelita.
Bye,
everybody. Hey, Rita, how you doing?
PC, Mac, tablet, iPad. That's
that
right.
Wonderful. Thank
it's
you.
Tech time.
Well, bye, Denise, the Oracle. It is tech time now. And, you know, Jim was talking about the storm that's going to hit through California. And a lot of times we here in California don't think about the emergency situations. We only think in terms of earthquakes, but we do have other emergency situations, and we're actually heard all over the world. So there are climate change issues, so-called climate change issues. There's different storms and fires and different types of natural and man-made disasters that happen all the time. So I wanted to talk a little bit today about some more emergency equipment that we need to equip our houses with in case we're in a situation where we lose all of our electricity or we don't have running water. There are different types of generators that you can get. Now, if you happen to have a big house or you're on your own property, you can get a generator that runs by gas and probably generate your whole house turn your electricity on for your whole house if you do have an emergency situation. But those of us that live in apartments or condos or multi-family dwellings, we can't have those type of things because somebody will break in and steal them. So what we can get are smaller battery-operated or solar-powered generators. They work great. They don't charge for as long. They don't stay charged as long, but they recharge by solar power. You can stick it out the solar panel outside of your window, plug it into your generator, and you'll at least be able to charge your phone, maybe charge your TV or your radio, something so you can hear emergency information or so that you can call out or receive calls in on your cell phone. You can go on any of the online just Google it. Google anything like solar paneled generators or electric powered generators. You plug them in, they'll hold a charge for maybe 6-10 hours, and that might get you through the night or just for a few hours. But you can keep it inside your home. It's no fumes or anything. And it'll keep you in touch with the outside world. Also, you can get heaters that are low wattage heaters. And you can plug them into that and keep yourself warm. That's one of the things. You lose electricity, you can lose your heater. Or if you lose your gas, you can lose your heat in your house. So you do want to have some sort of emergency equipment. You need to keep your cell phone charged. You might even keep a separate battery that will recharge your cell phone. It only recharges it maybe one or two times, but it'll at least give you some additional power for your cell phone. You can also keep emergency food. Canned goods are good to keep. And then how are you going to heat up your canned goods? You can get little butane burners. They are just like the burners on your stove, but they're fueled by butane. Now, you don't want to heat your house with that because it's really used just for cooking. But you'll be able to heat up soup or heat up pork and beans, or at least have some warm food. And you can buy a dozen butane cans and have that little burner and be able to feed yourself for several days. So I just want to, I talk about emergency equipment every once in a while, or stocking up on toilet paper and those type of things. Again, I'm not encouraging hoarding. I don't want people to just go and try to empty all the shelves because we have so many issues right now with supplies. But get some things and keep them so you can be safe, you can be warm, and you can be fed. And don't forget to get a little extra water. And that is my tech time, even though only part of it was tech. The battery and the solar power is kind of techish. But that's my tech time for today. Jim, what's your gym for today?
Okay, baby boomers, it's time for Jim from Jim.
Yes, indeed.
Good report, Reith. That's some good tips. And remember, if you run out of water and there's a big problem, you always have your hot water heater. There's 40 gallons for you right there. So people have computer issues every once in a while. There's some security situations, and they tap into your stuff and so on. So thought I'd do a little research on that. I found Guardian Computer had a nice little article I'll share with you, the top 10 computer security threats to business IT in 2021. No matter if if you love technology, hate it, or fall somewhere in between, there's no doubt it is becoming a bigger part of your life. Our digital world is expanding as more people work from home and companies conduct their business online. But as our digital activity increases, so does the criminal situations and they take advantage of it. A few years ago, major companies across the globe had experienced cyber crimes. So here's three major trends for computer security threats in 2021. Thinking about all the new and varied cyber threats your company faces today can quickly feel overwhelming. Where should you begin and how should you make your staying informed? You know, how do you stay informed? To get started, we've identified three major trends for computer security threats in 2021. Okay, so this is something that all businesses should be aware of. So disruption. Disrupting your business is a powerful way for cyber criminals to distract you. It causes you time and money, bait you into making quick and unsecure fixes, or put you at their mercy. For instance, they can use premeditated internet outages to disrupt your organization. How about that? Hampering business functions and employee productivity. And then you have distortion. With the development of technology comes the development of bots and vehicles of misinformation. This could cause more members of the public to distrust the integrity of information they encounter, or could cause the opposite. People might mistakenly trust false information. Then you got deterioration. Deterioration of a company completely control over its business practices can open up a variety of risks, which cyber criminals are quick to take advantage of. For example, more and more businesses are implementing AI to increase their efficiency. But if you deploy untested AI, it could lead to unexpected outcomes, including higher exposure to cyber crimes. So I'll just go over a couple of the security threats to prepare for in 21. Strengthening your cybersecurity means being proactive and staying one step ahead of cyber criminals. To start with identifying with threats, they're more likely to impact your company this year. So here's a couple. You got phishing attacks. It's phishing. It's basically phishing attacks, I think it's pronounced. In phishing attacks, a hacker pretends to be someone you trust, such as your boss or the bank. Most commonly, the banker emails you from a familiar but slightly altered email address. Typically, the attacker emails you a link or attachment. They ask for you to go to a website, log into your account, or enter your personal information, such as Social Security or bank account number. In 2019, phishing was responsible for 32% of confirmed data breaches and 78% of all cyber crimes. All right, so this year, cyber criminals have managed to create phishing schemes through companies' cloud applications. All right, number two is cloudjacking. Cloudjacking is the process by which cloud computing is infiltrated by a third party. Once the hacker gets into your company cloud, they may try to reconfigure the cloud code to manipulate sensitive data, eavesdrop on employees and their company communications, and expand their reach to take control of the entire cloud. All right, we're getting a little short on time here. I'll go over networking, perimeter, and endpoint security. From traveling salesmen to equity investors, professionals who work remotely can be at risk from inadequate network perimeter and endpoint security. As more and more workers have had to switch to remote work in 2021, these security issues become a bigger targets for hackers. Remote work environments often lack many of the security measures put in place at your company's workspace. Ooh, had to take a breath on that one. So there's some more I'm going to go over next week because there's just so many issues coming up with people. They turn on their computer and, like, what happened? Or that's a really disappointing thing, you know, to put it mildly, like, what happened to my website, you know. So these are some tips. And remember, you can go back on our archive station. I know it's hard to catch all this. Listen to all these reports and take notes. And you can stop, write it down. And it really gives you a lot of really beneficial information. So, Aretha, what do you think?
I think it's pronounced fishing. It's pronounced fishing,
well, you know,
Jim. You had it right
okay.
The first time.
Okay, fishing. And I actually looked that up, And okay, so we're good on that. And then the Easy Way Wall of Fame is really, really going strong, and the awards are being sent out, and you're going to be able to see videos of the people that received their awards. This is not the easiest award to get, believe me. It takes a long process of, you know, the people who are initially contacted, the nominees. That in itself is a process, and then to be nominated and so on and so forth. Well, Reith, we're out of time once again, and so time to say sayonara, and have a happy, safe Halloween, everybody, and Radio Boomers Life's got to sign out. Reith, any parting words?
We will be back next week, Monday morning, 10 a.m., on the Easy Way Broadcasting Network.
There you go. These are Reith's parting words. You can take them to the bank. So keep moving. Keep the faith, guys. And Radio Boomers Live here is signing out.
The BrainTap is a unique headset that combines light and sound frequencies with guided meditations. Dr. Patrick Porter, inventor of BrainTap and member of our faculty, has created 20 to 30-minute course reviews for many of our courses. Before starting a course or at any point before taking the exam, you can put on your BrainTap, close your eyes, and begin your course review. BrainTapping guides your mind from an awake, reactionary mind into an intuitive, creative state, then to a place where super learning and healing can occur, with the outcome being a heightened state of consciousness with crystal clear focus. Relax with scientifically proven techniques that create a symphony of brainwave activity, a feeling of calm focus that's just right for learning and productivity. Each session is designed with brainwave balance in mind. Some audio sessions have dual voice processing, which means you may hear two voices speaking at the same time. This technique is used for inspiring left and right brain balance.
Finally, something to look forward to on Monday morning. I'm Reith Gray from Betty White's Off Their Rockers, and I've teamed up with Easy's dad, Jim Zuli, to rock your world on Baby Boomers Live. That's right. Every Monday morning at 10 a.m., we will be discussing all things human from a baby boomer's perspective. So tune in to EasyWayBroadcasting.com on BlogTalkRadio.com to see what Jim and I are up to. Your Mondays will never be the same.
Thank you for listening to Radio Boomers Live with your hosts, Reith Gray, star Betty White's Off Their Rockers, and EZ's dad, Jim Zuli. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter at Radio Boomers Live. Radio Boomers Live is brought to you by the Easy Way Broadcasting Network. That's the letter E, the letter Z, Broadcasting Network.